I was given a sword in my flesh, a messenger of Satan sent to buffet me, and this was to save me from being unduly elated. Three times I begged the Lord to rid me of it, but his answer was always the same. My grace is all you need. My power is made perfect in weakness. I am therefore happy to boast of my weakness, because then the power of Christ will rest upon me. So I am contented with a life, even with a life of weakness, of insult or hardship or persecution or distress, all for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then indeed I am strong. Amen. Thanks be to God for his Christ. The hymn 154, O Lord my God, how I am awfully wanting.
I hear the Lord.
be 86 on his birthday this week. And in the car, we had an interesting exchange. He said, you know, I'm not seeing as well as I used to see, Eddie. It's these cataracts. Then he said, well, he did. I'm not hearing the same. And then he said, I've an awful bother remembering things. I don't have the same memory as I used to have. And then getting out of the car, he said, I just had a new pair of legs. And then the key word was, he said, this getting older is not for the faint-hearted. He was talking about weakness of vision, of hearing, of memory, of legs. When I was 15, I decided I was going to get strong. My mother used to say I had legs like spurtles. Anyway, I decided I was good. Now, the older people among you will remember Charles Atlas. Now, Charles Atlas had a bodybuilding program. And I am back with Charles Atlas on this. And of course, you can see the difference. It's not a lot. Not a lot. But nobody enjoys being weak. Weakness is anathema. It's a bad thing. It's not to be desired. Nobody wants to be weak. And of course, we can't avoid it because we've all got weaknesses and we don't like them. And you can speak for yourself and I can speak for myself. Duke University in the southern United States is one of the most famous theological colleges, and one of the professors there was being interviewed on television, and he seemed to be so sure of his faith and of what he believed and his understanding of the Christian faith. And the interviewer said to him, now, what do you most fear? And he said, what do I most fear? Being found out. His weaknesses. And we've all got them. And we don't like weakness. We don't like weakness in our political representatives. We want strong leaders. Nobody wants a weak economy. Nobody wants an industry that is weak. Nobody wants a church that's weak. We like strength, do we not? And yet, each one of us is leveled because we're all weak when it comes down to it. And we know there's all kinds of weakness that have nothing to do with your eyes and nothing to do with your ears and nothing to do with your memory and nothing to do with your legs. But we know about it. There's the weakness of those who have a habit that is slowly destroying them and they can't overcome it because they haven't got the strength, they're weak. There is the weakness of those who are bedeviled by something that has happened in the past, about which they feel regret or guilt. And they can't deal with it, they just haven't got the strength to get over it. There are all kinds of weaknesses. There's the weakness that comes with loneliness. Folk who waken in the morning and their first thought is, another day, the same four walls, the same routine, nobody to talk to, and just my memories. Living with that takes strength. There are all kinds, there's the weakness of faith.
Folk have been coming to church for years, but they're still not sure. They're still not strong enough to say, yes, I believe and I'm confident in my faith. They don't have the strength to believe. There's all kinds of weakness. The weakness of those who are not appreciated by other people, who are made to feel weak because of what folk think about them or what folk say about them. We know about weakness. And what about this weakness in today's text? Because here are strange words from this great giant of the faith, Paul. Paul says, when I am weak, then I am strong. He says, if I'm going to boast about anything, I'm not going to boast about my strength, I'm going to boast about my weakness. He said, God said to me, my grace is sufficient for you because my power is made perfect in weakness. What on earth was he talking about when he said these things? The situation, you see, that Paul was facing was that there were other leaders of the church in Corinth. And they had heard about Paul, and when Paul came to Corinth, they said to the folk around them, they said, wait till you see him. He's nothing to look at. He's going to be a great writer. But he's wee. He's not a great talker. He's not a great speaker. He's nothing special. And they boasted of themselves. They said, we're your leaders. We're the strong folk. We're the competent people. We're the able leaders. And when Paul came, instead of saying, I'm better than you or I'm stronger than you, he did the very opposite. He said, well, if I hear your boasts, he said, but if I'm going to boast, I'll tell you what I'm going to boast of. I'm going to boast of my weakness. Because when I am weak, then I am strong. A man I know had a son. A son who had everything. He had everything going for him. He got into the wrong company and went completely off the rails. And he disappeared. And his mother and father didn't know where he was. And for 2 years, they never heard from him. They didn't know where he was. And his father went down to London to the Salvation Army and said, look, could you help me to find my son? Because I have a feeling that because of the kind of problems that he had with alcohol and with drugs, that maybe he's in one of your hostels. And they said, well, we'll look for him. But if we find him, you have to understand that if he doesn't want to see you, you'll not be able to see him. And he said, that's fine, just as long as we know where he is. So he gave him his name, and 2 days later he had a phone call from the Salvation Army in London, said, we've found your son, but he's not using that name you gave us. But he doesn't want to see you. He's not ready to see you yet. And this friend said, he spent countless nights not able to sleep, the friend spent countless nights not able to sleep, sitting up in a chair, thinking about this boy who not only had left home and was living in a hostel somewhere in London, but didn't want to see him. But, and here's the point, he said, all these nights that I sat in the chair, praying to God to keep him safe, and to reconcile us. All these nights, he said, I never was closer to God than in those nights. Never was I closer to God. Never did I understand the grace of God like I understood it during those nights. My weakness was my strength. When I was weak, then I was strong. I was closer to God and more sure of God and more certain of the grace of God in those nights than I had ever been. Our weakness brings us closer to God. Think of all these scripture texts. God is our refuge and our strength. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not faint. They shall walk and never grow weary. The Bible is full of it. It's not of our own strength that we boast. Our strength does not come from any inner strength that we have. Our strength comes from from the Lord of all power. And here's the thing. There's a book by a man called Henry Newman. The title of the book is a wonderful title. It's called The Wounded Healer. The Wounded Healer. And the point of that title is this, that people who have themselves been wounded are in the strongest position to help others who are wounded. Now, we know this to be true. Dr. Angus Stewart was the minister of one of the largest churches in Scotland, Greenbank Parish Church in Clapton in Glasgow. And he almost never became a minister, because when he was a student studying for the ministry, he was in an accident. He was on his bike going to Trinity College, Glasgow. He was in an accident with a bus, such that he lost a leg. So he had an artificial leg. But he, again and again in his ministry, he went to people who had suffered similar injuries, and he was able to help them in a way that nobody else could help them, because he knew what it was like. He was a wounded healer. And anybody who's had any contact with Alcoholics Anonymous will know that that's how that works. It works because those who themselves have been broken and hurt and almost destroyed by alcohol are in the strongest possible position to help others who are facing it. They are indeed wounded healers, as was Christ himself. Consider Christ's weakness. Born in a stable, you don't get weaker than that. Nowhere to live when you're born. Running away from home when you're a baby, fleeing Herod's wrath. You don't get weaker than that. His friends turning against him, such that he turns to them during his ministry and he says, "Are you also going to leave me? Are you going to leave me? Let down, denied, betrayed, crucified?" You can't get weaker than that. But he is a wounded healer. And it is because he has been through that, because he has known that, that he knows us and is able to heal us. You talk of loneliness. Who is a lonelier figure than Christ? Who is a lonely figure than Christ? So he understands our loneliness and is able to heal it. You talk about being let down. Those who have been let down, who is let down more than Christ? Who understands being let down by the closest to you than Christ? You face death. Did Christ not face death? So who understands how you feel like Christ does? He indeed is the wounded healer. So here are the things. If we feel our weakness, then remember these words of Scripture, that in our weakness is our strength, because it brings us closer to God. And the wounded healer can heal us. And if we are wounded, then we can be strong in helping each other. For when we are weak, then we are strong. And if we are to boast, let us not boast of the strength of our faith, of our own strength, but of the strength of the Lord, the wounded healer. Amen, and thanks be to God for his word. We worship God now with our offering.